Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Adaptive Foundation is dedicated to supporting individuals with physical and developmental challenges. This October, they're inviting families and neighbors to come together for their annual Halloween Festival happening the afternoon of Saturday, October 18th. It's a celebration filled with fun activities, local vendors, delicious food, and a raffle with exciting prizes, all with the goal of raising awareness and providing resources for neurodivergent individuals and their families. Joining us now is Linda Widener, founder of the Adaptive Foundation, and her daughter Courtney, who manages the Adaptive Athlete. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Start by telling us about the annual Halloween Festival. When and where is it happening, and what can families expect this year?
Like Pepper said, the Halloween Festival will be held on October 18th. It will be from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and it will be at the Adaptive Athlete, which is located in Upland, right in between Central and Monta Vista on 11th Street.
And what kinds of activities will be offered at the festival as far as vendors, food, and games?
Yeah, we have some awesome community resources. Some vendors will have different games out. We'll have food. We'll have pizza, tacos. We'll have smoothies. Kona Ice will be there. We'll be doing different raffles, a DJ, all sorts of really fun activities and vendors.
Why did you choose Halloween as the theme for this annual community event?
We just feel like it's a really fun holiday and season, and it's a really fun opportunity for families to come together, dress up, get fun treats, and all over spread joy.
For those who may not be familiar with the Adaptive Foundation, what is this organization all about?
The Adaptive Foundation supports individuals and their families with developmental disabilities. It was created by the Adaptive Athlete because we realized that there was a huge lack of resources in our community. And through our community base with the Adaptive Athlete, we have several families that don't have access. They have access to the gym, but they don't have access to those resources. So the Adaptive Foundation was created to give that information to the public and also to assist them in finding resources that help their family members or their loved ones.
And Courtney, tell us about the Adaptive Athlete.
The Adaptive Athlete was created by my mom for essentially people who don't necessarily have a direct space. So this could be neurodivergent individuals who feel like maybe they don't fit in at a typical gym or a typical gymnastics center. We cater to everybody in our community. So we're open to individuals of all ages and all abilities. We offer fitness, gymnastics, we offer social skills, sensory classes, adaptive gymnastics. So we kind of do it all. And we try and offer programs for our lesser served community. And in a sense, ways that maybe neurodivergent siblings and maybe their neurotypical siblings to be able to have something to do together or to be able to at least come to the same facility. Oftentimes our neurodivergent individuals have to go far or search really wide to find these different services. So we wanted to create a space where everything's under one roof and they're able to come to us and, you know, get the services they need.
And Linda, tell us about the programs that the Adaptive Foundation offers to individuals with developmental disabilities and their caregivers.
The Adaptive Foundation provides resources to families and their loved ones that relate to family trusts. We do training on care and psychological assistance that might deal with mental health issues that either the family or the loved ones dealing with. We also have programs that deal with hygiene. We have a new program coming out that deals with socialization and hygiene in young women. And we're really excited about that program because it's going to provide so much access to things for these individuals and help them to grow in areas that they don't have the ability to right now.
How does this festival help raise funds and awareness for the foundation?
Through social media. We do a lot on Instagram through our community that attends the gym, and also through other businesses in our community. We have a big group of us that create different types of programs together, and we share our services so that everyone has access to those services. The Adaptive Athlete was actually created for my now 20-year-old son, who's considered nonverbal and has autism, and the lack of resources we experienced at that time. So throughout the years, I've created a relationship with different companies that provide services and who are available to others. And so I wanted to make sure that there was something out there that could push that information to other individuals.
How is the Adaptive Athlete different from a traditional fitness or gymnastics center?
I think that the Adaptive Athlete is different from a traditional gymnastics center in the sense that we focus on fun. So where maybe a different gymnastics center may focus on competition or, you know, different team sports, things like that, our main focus is fun, you know, getting better, building friendships, developing new skills, and doing it all safely. One of my biggest joys is seeing somebody or a child or a teenager get a skill that maybe they thought they couldn't do, or, you know, they've been telling me I can't do it for so long, and finally my confidence in them rubs off on them and they're finally able to get the skill, or they're able to smile at their parents and their parent gets to record them doing the skill. And it's just the most amazing thing when you focus on fun versus, you know, focusing on competition or anything like that.
What are some of the programs and opportunities available for kids, teens, and adults of all abilities at your facility?
We offer gymnastics classes starting at 6 months. So from 6 months and up, we do recreational gymnastics classes. And then once you are over that age, we also offer kids fitness programs. We do kids pickleball, kids fitness, and then we also have an entire range of adaptive classes as well. So we have adaptive group fitness classes, we have adaptive basketball, volleyball, pickleball, gymnastics, and then we also have a sensory connections program, which is led by a BCBA, which combines gymnastics, social initiatives, as well as movement and social skills all together, creating kind of this insane, amazing program that will just be awesome.
I'm speaking with Linda Widener, founder of the Adaptive Foundation, and her daughter Courtney, who manages the Adaptive Athlete in Upland. How do these two entities, the Adaptive Foundation and the Adaptive Athlete, support each other?
They support each other by, if there's a family member who maybe financially can't meet the needs to provide services for their child, the Adaptive Foundation would step in and provide services or access to different programs for them. And so this is a great relationship, because if that family can't come, a lot of times they will just stay at home and not choose to do different things. And that's why us being out in the community and providing different types of training and access to program allows us to meet those families and bring them in to give them resources so that their loved ones can be healthier and happier. And the families also can get a break by coming in and maybe getting some of the energy out of their loved one with disabilities. A lot of times the person with disabilities, when they leave school, whether at 18 or 22, depending on the situation, they don't have access to additional programs, being physical activity and that type of thing. And so we bring it back because we allow them to come into a social atmosphere and continue to thrive by exercising, being with their peers, and growing still, even as an adult.
Can you give us an example of how a family has benefited from the support of both organizations?
The Adaptive Athlete was created because when Courtney and my son were growing up, a lot of times I had to take her to one program and him to another program and never got to be together. Now we have kids who maybe the younger brother or the younger sister has a disability and the older child doesn't, but the parents don't want to have to go to too many different places, and also the kids want to be together. Courtney was always very proud of her brother and it makes me so emotional, but wanted to be with him, but it was hard because there wasn't programs out there. So we now have these programs, and we've been able to see siblings that have been able to do the programs they want to do while their brother or sister is able to do it. And eventually we've been able to combine those kids into one class where typically they wouldn't have that opportunity. But because of our programs and being fully inclusive, now those kids can see each other, they can build their confidence, and eventually we have had kids who have been able to join their sibling in that program, which is great for the families because they get to see them together and they get to see how they've grown and they get to see them do different things that they may not have ordinarily had the opportunity to do.
This event has been running for 6 years now. How have you seen it grow and evolve over time?
When we first started doing the event, obviously it started very small. We had a few friends in the community who would come and join us, and we just had a few clients at the time who would come and just celebrate with us. And now it's blossomed into this great large community event with almost 800 people that come out to support. We have so many community vendors, and it's awesome for people and adults who don't typically get to go to Halloween events or maybe don't feel as welcomed at different Halloween events to get to come to ours and join in on all those different activities. They get to try pumpkin painting. They get to, you know, dance to the DJ, and they get to have a really good time in a really, really inclusive space. So it's amazing.
What role do the community and local businesses play in making this event a success?
Such a large role. Without our community, it wouldn't be possible, as well as our local business friends. It helps us to not only provide resources to everybody who's coming to the festival, but also to provide different kind of events. So maybe one booth might have cornhole or somebody else might have Connect Four. So it's a really fun way to add to the festival while also showing our clients, hey, look at all of these really awesome, fun vendors that we're connected with, and show them where they can go to get different services within the community.
How can we support your mission, either by attending or volunteering or donating?
Absolutely. All of the above. So by attending, we would love to have everybody out to the festival. Again, October 18th. It will be in Upland from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. But online on our social media at The Adaptive Athlete, at The Adaptive Foundation, you're able to see some more about how you can donate, how you can sponsor the event, and then how you can get involved via volunteering as well. All of that information will be there.
Linda, you kind of touched on this earlier, but what inspired you to start The Adaptive Athlete and The Adaptive Foundation?
My son and others that we've met along the way on our journey, just to provide access to fitness and health for them. My son was always very active growing up. My husband and I worked different times and days so that we could always be with him because he never stopped. And realizing that when he was much younger, if there was something for him out there, it could alleviate a lot of the stress we dealt with and a lot of the stress that he had. So The Adaptive Athlete and The Adaptive Foundation is there to help everybody that is dealing with the same things that we've dealt with. And it's been such a huge journey. We opened at a terrible time in the middle of actually the beginning of COVID. And just at that time, seeing all the need and all the help we were able to give our community, whether it be a parent and a child walking in crying because they were isolated or didn't have access and didn't understand. So this business that started as just a simple idea has turned into so much good for so many people.
Can you share a personal story that captures the impact this work has had on families?
I think it was actually during COVID. We were able to stay open to a very limited amount of clients at that time because of the lockdown. And we had a mother that just happened to walk in one day. And when we were telling her about our services, she just broke out into tears and couldn't even continue talking because she said, my daughter has access to nothing. And that young lady had Down syndrome and they have a lot of heart issues and they also regress as they get older. And this parent had seen that significantly in her daughter. And she started attending our programs and her memory started to become more clear and she became more focused. And she was able to get healthier. She had gained a lot of weight and she lost weight. And her mom, just every time she would come in, would thank us and tell us what a difference it made in her life because now her daughter was a lot healthier by being able to attend our programs.
Courtney, what drew you into this work and what has been the most meaningful for you?
Well, actually, in the beginning, this was something that I didn't want to do. I was never a big fan of going into family business. I just didn't know if it was for me. I always wanted to go into media or marketing. And growing up with my brother having so many different kinds of programs, I just always kind of felt that being around this population, I don't know if I would, you know, work with a special needs population or anything because I'd been with it my whole life. And that wasn't my plan. And during COVID, kind of like I'm sure for everybody, plans change. And we had some shifts within the company. And my mom asked me if I wanted to come in and kind of cover for 2 weeks or so. And 2 weeks turned into 3 years now. And I absolutely love it. I think the most meaningful part is how much it wasn't necessarily, I didn't think it was necessarily aligned for me in the beginning, and how it's grown to be such a large and amazing part of my life now, and just all of the amazing people I get to interact with daily and staff. It's just been so wonderful.
What would you like families listening today to know about this year's Halloween festival?
That it's going to be fun. There's a place for them. They don't have to be worried about what might be going on with their loved one that day. They just come out, have fun. It's a free event, and see what we have. We partner with the Down Syndrome Family Resource Center, who does a great bingo event, and people always love that. And there's so many other different organizations that come and join us.
We'll have an inclusive DJ as well. Please don't worry about your loved one making noise, having any sort of experience with the noise. We'll be there to kind of tailor any sort of sensory experience needed. All of our vendors are very educated, and then we also will have staff and volunteers around to help you guys out, make sure that everybody's comfortable and just having a really, really great time.
And where can we go to learn more or donate to support the Adaptive Foundation?
To learn more or donate to the Adaptive Foundation, again, via our website, theadaptivefoundation.com, or on Instagram at The Adaptive Foundation. You can also email me, Courtney, at theadaptiveathlete.com to learn more about donation or sponsorship programs, and I can give you more information there.
And that's the traditional spelling of Courtney, right?
Yes, C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Linda Widener, founder of the Adaptive Foundation, and her daughter, Courtney, who manages the Adaptive Athlete. Anything else you think we should know? Any last thoughts for us?
We're here for everyone. We want to make sure that everybody has access to activities and events that they normally wouldn't have access to.
I would say we're here for you. We want to meet you. We want you to come in, try our programs, learn about us. We're here to change kind of the social stigma around this, and we want everybody to be included and feel included in our community.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for working to make this a more inclusive world, and I hope the annual Halloween Festival is a huge success.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.